Welcome to my podcast, Tricks of the Trademark. This is Eric Pelton with another podcast episode in which I share advice and experience based on my 20 years of working with clients around the world to protect and strengthen their brands. In recent episodes of our podcast, we've talked about how long it can take to obtain a trademark registration. And we've talked about the fact that the filing date is even more important than the registration date. Because regardless of how long a registration takes to obtain, that filing date is when some of the protections begin. Now, why does the trademark registration process take so long? Well, there are a variety of reasons. First, the trademark office takes 3 to 4 months before they begin the initial review of the application once it's been filed. That's for a variety of reasons, including the huge volume of applications that they receive every day and every year, and some timing issues regarding international filings, international databases, and other administrative reasons for the initial window. And so after approximately 4 months, the application is assigned to an examining attorney at the USPTO, and they review it for both procedural issues and substantive issues. Now, by substantive issues, I mean things like a likelihood of confusion or descriptiveness or a surname issue. And these are things that would affect the strength of the mark and whether or not the mark can actually be registered legally. The procedural issues are things that generally can be fixed, like ensuring that the title of the person who signed it is provided, that the state of incorporation, if there's a corporation, has been provided, that the description of goods and services and the classification of goods and services are proper and meet the government's standards. Those issues regarding the descriptions and classifications are probably the most common issues in office actions, even when they're filed by attorneys. When the examiner finds an issue with the application, they will issue an office action to the applicant or the applicant's counsel. The applicant then gets 6 months to respond. Sometimes they are able to respond quickly. Sometimes there's reasons for waiting and delaying the response until near the end of the 6 month period. It's also possible that an application along the way gets suspended or put on hold by the USPTO because of prior applications that could become an issue if they become registered. But until those prior applications either become registered or become abandoned, the USPTO may avoid taking action on your application and suspend it. If an application is approved, either initially when it's first reviewed or after correspondence and office actions, then it is published in the public records. That takes a period of several weeks. And the publication period is actually a 30-day window when an outside party could potentially object or lodge an opposition to the application. So as you can see, all these steps add up to a long and winding road in the trademark registration process. And we're not even done yet. If the application was filed based on an intent to use before there were actual sales of the products or services, then the applicant still has to file a statement of use, which is another step in the process. And the evidence is reviewed by the trademark office. And that takes time. Finally, after all of this, hopefully the application is approved, it is published without objection, and then the applicant receives a trademark registration certificate. All of that generally takes, at a minimum, 6 or 7 months. It's very, very rare that they go through straightforward, even if filed by an attorney, and a registration is issued in 6 or 7 months. Much more likely is an average, I tell my clients, of about 12 to 14 months on average from start to finish. But again, it's the filing date that's more important, not the finish date. Finally, believe it or not, I've had a registration one time for a client that took more than 10 years to receive. But we waited patiently. We overcame all of the obstacles. We had to wait for several of those pending applications to either fizzle out or resolve litigation disputes or become registered so that the trademark office could finally take a dispositive stance on our application. And more than 10 years after that application was filed, it became registered. And the client, of course, was not only very surprised to hear from me after many years, but very pleased to hear from me after many years. So the road is long, the road is winding. And as you can imagine, it's much easier to navigate if you have experienced counsel driving that car for you, finding your way along that long and winding road to a trademark registration. You've been listening to Tricks of the Trademark with me, Eric Pelton. I've been making trademarks bloom since 1999. For more information about my trademark services, visit my website at ericpelton.com. Thanks for listening.